Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches.
And Monte Carlos and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber, feeling like Rollo. So follow, it's showtime at the Apollo, minus the Kiki Shepherd. With about a hoe and a leopard print. Teddy, Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That I throw warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blew hay to athletes, might cake you, but you must have been mistaken with them statements that you make, huh?
Ain't nobody, don't miss me.
Bongo hooked it up, oh my god. Dip my rim today so they can ride out to the honeycomb hide out. I'ma show you how to wild out like Jack Tripper. Let me be Bambino on your snippers. YKK on your zipper. Lick you like a lizard when I'm slizzard. A sober. 6 million ways to fold ya. Like Noah's, I get tons of views and you get pretty deep. But I call your ass round 80s. I know you'll be there for me, girl.
Telling me everything that's on your nasty mind. They say you're malnutrition, the need of vitamin D and inviting me to that tingle in your spine. I love who you are, love who you ain't. You're so Anne Frank. Let's hit the attic to hide out for about 2 weeks. Rick James and no chains and whips. I do suck lips till hips jerk. And double time, the boy next door's a freak. Ha ha.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is good punching.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Hey, Donna! Did you shut the coffee yet?
No.
Oh, snap! Yes. Thank you. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on HearUsTalk.com. That's Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And probably the only place today that you're going to hear the following band. Who are they? Well, I'll tell you. That's right. Rammstein! Yes, thank you. Okay, you've heard Rammstein, and honestly, the moment has passed. So let's just turn them off. No, not even fading it out. Screw professionalism. Let's just go right into it. I'm DJ Newstyle. With me, as always, a bald person stricken by OCD and ADD, possibly ADHD, and just a good case of being an asshole. Frank, how are you?
Yeah, I don't hear any fucking music or anything. I hear nothing.
You heard nothing?
I heard nothing.
Well, it was a little Outcast. So fresh, so clean. That was some hip hop.
It's what?
Hip hop. It's
What did you play?
I played a modern song that I enjoy. I was listening to.
I thought we had an agreement. I thought I was. I sent you the song I wanted you to play.
Yeah, you sent me a song. That's right. That is correct. You did send me a song to play.
So why didn't you play it?
Because honestly, I didn't want to hear it. Because it's pure,
you said you would play it.
It's pure shit. Yeah. Sometimes, Frank, listen. Sometimes I'm gonna tell you things just so you shut your mouth. I didn't want to play your song. I refused.
You said you would play it. I was looking forward to hearing it.
What was the song again, Frank?
To all day.
What was the song?
It was Lee Dorsey.
The guy had a body of work. He didn't just have
a coal mine.
Oh, okay. Because we're all working in a coal mine.
Working in the coal mine. Yeah, I was looking forward to it. Yeah. Really, I'm disappointed.
Let's all rock out in our fucking houndstooth blazers. Frank is a bald man, he is really bald, and he has bad musical taste. He's about to suck this show up real quick with his shitty music. Frank, I don't care, I'm not doing this. I'm turning it off right now. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to start the show off like it's the fucking Cousin Brucey show?
Dude, one of the perks of being the co-host of the DJ New Style program is that sometimes I will provide you with the intro song. I look forward to hearing it. I look forward to hearing it, and you didn't play it, and I'm disappointed, and you're a prick.
Frank.
You said you would play it. You promised me you'd play it.
I told you to shut you up, because you're on the phone.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking child.
Lee Dorsey, the coal mine. That's how you sound on the phone. Do you understand that? It's tedious, and you're frightening the new listeners that we have here. I believe there's a man named Ken Moorhead who found me on Twitter. He's a nice guy doing a respectable show about, man's beverages. He's doing some, I saw his videos. He teaches you how to make cocktails. And quite frankly, if he got to know you, he would break one of his high-end, top-shelf bottles over your head and slit your throat. Because your passion for fruit juice drinks and shit music, honestly, are deplorable. You want to start this with the 60s. I said you could pick the intro song, Frank. When you were into the 80s.
How long have I been a host and a co-host in the program here? About 2 years?
I would say we're coming up on two. We're coming up on 2 years.
You complain and complain that all I am about is the 80s. And the 80s this, the 80s that.
You know what?
Now here I am giving you another decade, and you won't play that either.
I embraced it. When you were into the 80s.
And I'm done with the 80s.
Yeah, everybody is. That's the thing. The 80s ended a long time ago, but you were stuck in them, and that was kind of quirky and nice. But now you're going back in time.
Right.
You're 45 years old. How old are you at this point?
I'm 39. Hi, I'm Frank. I'm 39. Hi, I'm Frank. I'm 39. Hi.
Yeah, stop it. Your quirks and your idiosyncrasies are not charming right now. I just want to let you know. Frank,
I don't like your attitude right now. You're being a real prick.
Well, you're telling me to play songs and do all these things. I don't want to. Like, I would listen to this if I was 8 years old in my father's car. You understand?
It's a classic song, dude.
So, here's the deal, Frank. At this point, you're in the 60s now. You want me to play 60s music?
Now we start to play 60s. Germ Freak Radio will now be all 60s.
Okay, so you're going to do all 60s. We're going to hear songs that we've heard since the 60s.
Well, songs that you've probably never heard because you wasn't born.
Frank, were you born in the 60s? Were you born in the 60s?
I was, yes, technically, according to you and Ed, I was.
So that makes you 40 plus, right? Anyway, Frank, what I'm getting at is you're going backwards. You were stuck in the 80s since the 80s happened. And you missed two decades. You're 40 years old. You missed half your life of new music, movies, TV. You weren't able to experience them firsthand because you just completely overlooked them because you were really taken with Blondie. I mean, do you understand how crazy that is?
Back then she could turn your head. Nowadays, not so much.
Well, that's the thing, Frank. That's the thing. There was a then. It's not going to always remain now. Things change. Times move on. Now, I understand you want to get out of the 80s. You're tired of it. You've heard it.
You know what?
What about the 90s, Frank? What about the 90s?
The 90s just seems that there would listen, there's nothing that they developed in the 90s that could be fresh and new, because most of the music was already invented by the time the 80s came around. So there's nothing new they could really do.
But then you would say that of the 80s, too, with disco and every
80s
other thing.
The 80s was the last decade where there's fresh new music. By the time the 90s come...
It's all been done. Frank, quiet.
I mean, how many fucking tunes can there... How many fucking notes can there be? It's all the same. But listen to me. 90s music to me...
You don't know. You have no idea. You've never even heard 90s music.
I've heard a couple songs.
You know how sad that is that you can say I've heard a couple of songs?
These are the songs I know from
the 90s. 10 years. A 10-year span, and you've heard a couple of songs. Go ahead and name them. Let's hear the
song. Groove
songs.
Is in the Hole.
Groove is in the Hole? Excuse right. me?
It goes, Groove is in the Hole.
No, it's not Groove is in the Hole. That was by D-Light. It is Groove is in the Heart.
Oh, Groove
Beow!
Is in the
Heart. That's my favorite part, though, when they go,
I heard that. I heard, Marcy Playground, Sex and Candy.
Hold on, I gotta hear this a little bit.
How do you say, de groovy?
Why didn't you pick
How
this?
How do you say, de gorgeous? La 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 la.
You want to hear the fucking theme to the failed Fred Savage sitcom instead of this?
How do you say, delight, delight, delight?
Here it is, Frank.
We're going to dance.
Holy Christ!
We're going to dance.
Can we have
a longer
intro into your shit one-hit wonder song? There it is, Frank. Listen! Listen! Oh, shit. The chills that you spill left my back creamy filled. Frank, do you understand what that means?
I think it's quite vulgar.
Yeah, it is. It's better than let your backbone slip. From that song that you really, really loved. But you only know a couple songs from the 90s.
Yeah, just two or three. That one, Marcy Playground, Sex and Candy,
yeah.
And a group called Supersonic with Closing Time.
Frank, you're going to run out of decades. You're going in the wrong direction. You understand that, right? You're going in the wrong direction. You've absorbed the 80s.
I'm afraid to go forward, so
Why?
I can only go backwards. I'm afraid to go forward, because I don't think I'll understand... The music of the 90s.
Yeah, but Frank, if you go forward from where you are, you're still technically backward.
Oh my god.
You would
true.
Be advancing to the past. Going to the 90s.
Explain this to me again.
You would be where you are so musically retarded at this point.
Right. Because I'm stuck in 1989.
That embracing more modern music is still embracing incredibly old music.
So the 90s music is considered old.
It's old. I mean, we're done with the 2000s at this point. You have a couple of months left.
Now, would you say you enjoyed the music better of the 90s or of the 2000s?
I would say the 90s at this
okay.
point.
Okay, my case in point, you like older music as well. Only you're one decade
ahead
of me.
No, the fact is, I listen to music from this decade. In fact, our song that we opened with is from the year 2000. We've opened with others from this year, from last year. I mean, I'm absorbing and experiencing these new songs. I just prefer the music of the 90s. I'm not adverse to new music. You are. You apparently see a new year as this wall that you must never climb or look beyond. New is rotten for you. New is a bad experience.
You know what? I gotta be honest with you. New is scary to me.
Why? Why is new?
Because I don't like change. So being new it frightens me.
I mean, as your kids get old and want to leave the house, Frank. I mean, this is going to be something that.
Listen to me. I think I just figured something out here. New means changing. Well, does it not?
New? Are you serious? Changing. You're serious.
I'm trying to make
of
a
course.
Point here. Okay. I'm afraid of change, so therefore I'm afraid of new. That's why I stay with the old, because I'm more comfortable with the old.
Great. So if you don't like beef, you don't like hamburgers. You've really stumbled onto something here. You're a fucking genius.
You don't understand my logic.
I do understand. It's the same fucking thing, Frank. It's not that big of a leap that you're taking mentally here. You know what? This is why I don't play your music. I don't want to cater to your fear of change and new.
I'm static. You're
what?
Dynamic, but I'm static.
Oh, my God. I am dynamic, Frank. I am a dynamic person. I try to be.
I try to be. I don't know. And you know, my thing is, you don't want to try anything new, but yet you still do new things.
Such as?
Panera didn't exist in the 80s. I know you've eaten there.
I ate there tonight, actually. And
I gotta say, I love Panera.
I went to Panera Bread today.
Where'd you go?
Panera Bread.
No, it's incorrect.
That's what the sign says.
That's not. It's incorrect. The bread is tiny. It's almost like a disclaimer. You just say Panera. So anyway, go ahead.
And when you go there, you order your food, and the cashier will say to you, "Would you like chips, bread, or an apple with your sandwich or your meal?"
Yeah, you get a side. You get a side with your sandwich.
Okay. The smallest bag of chips you can imagine, the smallest apple you can imagine, and the smallest cut of bread you can imagine. Okay, just throw it all in there. Don't make it sound like you're giving me this awesome fucking choice. Okay, it's a fucking piece of bread and an apple and some chips. Just throw it all in there. Don't make a fucking big deal about it. I'm gonna get all giddy and I won't be able to decide what I want of the three. It's not a big. Just throw them all in the fucking bag. All right.
So if it's not that big a deal, why don't you just tell them to give you all of them? You can do that, you know. You can just tell them, give
you
me
can?
All. Yes. You'll pay. But you.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying.
So you're cheap. It's not that. No. It's part of the deal, Frank. I mean, it's written there on the menu. If you don't like it, leave. Go somewhere else.
I used to go to a place where I used to live. It was a like a deli type of place. And with if you ordered something to go, they had macaroni and potato salad, okay?
Yeah.
And they would give you, it was literally the size of a teaspoon dollop. Okay? You know how big it was?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's that little cup,
that little paper cup.
That
coleslaw in.
Yeah.
Okay. And on the phone, they would ask you, do you want macaroni salad or potato salad? Okay? If you're giving, just put them both in there. You're just giving me such a you're giving me a fucking mouthful. Would it break your business if just put them both in there? Don't make it sound like it's this big fucking deal. You're giving me a fucking choice. Just put them in there.
But I mean, you do understand that's part of their that's what they've put out there for people, and people still decide to go there and purchase these things.
Listen, people like variety. As you know, variety is the spiciness of life.
The what? So it's the what of life?
It's the spiciness of life. You never heard that?
The spiciness.
The spiciness.
I didn't know it was a word, actually, and I think I know most English words.
Okay. So what I'm saying
is... The spiciness of life is variety. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is if you give people a variety... You know, if you give them both the macaroni and potato salad, they're going to come back and say, oh my God, check this out. I got a delicious sandwich... and I got a nice potato salad and macaroni salad. It's nice to see different things. I enjoy variety when I eat food. I like to have, you know, two or three or four different things on my plate because I enjoy variety.
And also, Frank, variety is the what?
It's the spiciness of life.
Ken Moorhead in the Heroes Talk chat room says he's going to start using that in his videos, the spiciness. He's going to take that as his own now.
I believe there's copyright on that.
Yeah, there is. It's Spiciness, copyright Ken Moorhead, 2009. It's his. He just copyrighted.
Is this Ken Moorhead familiar with my copyrights?
I don't think he is.
Oh, it's interesting.
Well, he actually owns that now, so I think you owe him some dollars.
I owe him nothing.
Okay, well, maybe you should start saying the correct
phrase. But do you like variety on your plate? I mean, let me
ask... Honestly, I do like I like variety. I need a variety of temperatures, textures, and tastes. For example, like the coleslaw with fried chicken is the perfect example. You have cold, and then you have like hot and crispy.
Did you ever have a situation where you had like really hot food in your mouth, and you put a piece of cold food in order to make it less hot?
Did you do this once and think it was like something that you've only done, that you need to ask me if I've ever done this?
So you've done it before?
Of course, Frank.
You know where I do that in?
I just got done saying I like a variety of temperatures and textures.
Well, then, if you like it so much, why was it such a failure with the McDLT? You keep the hot side hot and the cool side cool.
Because they were using 3 pounds of styrofoam with each McDLT.
Do you remember the McDLT?
I do. I remember Jason Greenspan, a.k.a.
Whoa!
Jason Alexander.
Oh, very good!
Was the spokesperson for the McDLT.
Now, who is... Jason Greenspan. That's Jason Alexander.
I just fucking said it. Are you dead? Do you even listen to me when I speak?
I couldn't hear. I apologize.
Jeez, you frustrate the living shit out of me, Frank, I gotta say. And let me tell you, listening is the spiciness of this show.
And that was Jason Alexander when he had hair.
That is true.
But anyway.
That is true.
What I like it in is when I have a burrito. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I have discovered Baja Fresh. I don't know if it's a if they're local or if they're across the country. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You've discovered Baja Fresh.
Right. I don't know what took me so long to discover them, but I finally discovered them.
How do you discover something? Like, do you go in there with a flag and push it through the tile and say, this is mine?
No, I was driving past it and I saw it and I discovered it.
Yeah, it's there. They're serving customers.
Right.
It's not like the door opens, smoke fills Baja Fresh, and they say, at last, we've been found. We may now churn out shit burritos.
Now, believe me, I'm only a fan of Mexican food over the last 5 or 6 years. I really didn't know what Mexican food was. I thought all Mexican food was hot tamales. I didn't know it was other stuff.
So you thought an entire country of people lived on tamales?
Well, that's all you would hear is tamales.
You've never had a taco?
Oh, now I have. Yeah.
What do you mean now? When was the first time you had a taco?
I don't know, about 5, 6 years ago.
You're 40 years old. How did you avoid tacos? You did go to public school, correct?
Yeah.
They had a taco day.
Maybe they did. I didn't partake. I brought my lunch.
Oh, I see.
But being sheltered
from other cultures, I see.
All right, but. And also, I always thought that Mexican food was always hot and spicy, and I didn't like hot and spicy food until about 5 years ago. Now I can't get enough of it.
What happened 5 years ago that suddenly the world was unlocked?
I don't know. I would never be able to eat anything with pepper or anything, but now I cannot get enough of it. I love hot. The hotter the better. I want my mouth to fucking fall out.
Now let me ask you something right now, Frank. When it comes to soup, do you like a spicy soup?
I don't know if I've ever had a spicy soup, but I'm sure I would.
Like a gumbo or some kind of a black bean soup?
You know
what?
I don't think I've ever had that.
You never just go and get soup?
Very rarely do I get soup. Like, you're a big soup guy, aren't you?
I enjoy a good bowl of soup.
And I noticed that you when we had our little lunch date a couple weeks ago.
We didn't. Hold on. Slow down.
What?
We did not have a fucking lunch date. Do you understand? We ate lunch at the same table.
Across from each other.
Don't go painting pictures of fucking candelabras in between us, okay? This was not a fucking lunch date. This was you looking at my food as you had two fucking full adult-sized meals in front of you.
And I noticed that you dunked your bread into the soup.
Yes, I do that. I do that. See, Panera is so generous that they give you a side of bread, and you can dip that into the soup and absorb it, and it makes the bread that much better. God bless you, Panera, for that option of a side
dish.
You're
a fan of Panera bread, aren't you?
I am. I'm surprised that you've never had soup, because obviously your favorite sitcom, I mean, just from pointing
well,
out...
Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
I mentioned what? What am I mentioning?
Soup. I went to the world famous, the Soup Nazi restaurant.
In New York?
No, they moved it to Red Bank. Red Bank, New Jersey. So I went
Wait. You went to the original Soup Nazi soup place.
Right.
And it's in Red Bank.
They moved it to Red Bank. They have all newspaper
clips. Huh? They moved it to Red Bank.
How many times do I have to say that?
What was the name of the place?
I don't know what the
did
name
you
was.
Go to did you go
it was with, called Soup Man or something.
You went to a Soup Man?
It was called Soup Man. But it was it's the Soup Nazi though.
Wait, hold on, please. You were acting as though they took the original Soup Nazi place, moved it to Red Bank. And all it is, Frank, it's a chain restaurant. That guy sold his entire fucking life
No, see, you know, you let me explain this to you. On the windows, they have a big poster of this guy.
Yeah,
newspaper clippings from the New York Post, everything about the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, they do
about
that.
This and that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the real deal.
Yeah. I've been to one not in Red Bank, and it's the same fucking thing. Frank, you went to a chain restaurant. Please don't act as though you went to the original one, and don't act as though they would move the original one to fucking Red Bank. Do you understand?
Red Bank has had a resurgence.
Not even that. No disrespect to Red Bank. I'm just saying that this is a very much a New York institution. The original place would, you know, why would you move it? I mean, you can't. It's just a location. At this point, the Soup Man's restaurant is a fucking series of shitty chains owned by Indian people, and that's all it is. So you go there. Is this better or worse, Frank?
Better or worse than what?
Better or worse than Panera Bread?
Let me tell you what's good about this place, okay? This place, they have a special. It's called Soup and Sandwich.
Okay, so you have a soup and a sandwich. They give you the whole sandwich?
They give you a half.
Oh, they give you a half, and you get a smaller portion of soup.
Right.
Okay.
No. You could get either a bowl or a cup.
Okay.
Perhaps you would pay.
By the way,
I don't know.
By the way, a lot of people are pointing out that you've said sandwich. I've heard it so many fucking times, I'm numb to it at this point. I've just given up on the word sandwich. It's now sandwich. I even ask for a Taylor Hang sandwich.
Right, that's what you do.
It's Taylor Ham sandwich.
All right.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway,
continue.
Let me tell you what this place does.
Soup Man fucking chain restaurant.
This is what I love about this place. Remember I mentioned Variety a few minutes ago? Okay, this is what the Soup Man does.
He doesn't do it. Frank, did you see him there?
There's a poster of the guy.
Was the poster stirring the fucking previously frozen soup? who gave you the soup, Frank?
I don't know. Some guy who works there. It wasn't him, obviously.
Why wasn't it him?
Because he's probably the boy. He's probably in the back room doing his books or whatnot.
And now you think he's operating QuickBooks in the fucking break room? You fucking asshole! I can't believe you're this gullible.
And
Johnny Baja Fresh was cutting up shrimp and chicken pieces to put in your one burrito, the first he's ever sold on Saturday. Anyway, continue, please.
So they give you the soup, and there's a new sandwich that I'm going to start saying sandwich now because people are making fun of me.
There's a new what?
It's called a panini. You ever hear of these things? This guy fucking developed a sandwich called a panini.
Yeah.
And you can get what's called a panini and soup. Now a panini is pressed together.
We all know what a fucking panini is at this point. You realize that?
Okay.
There isn't anybody in the world who doesn't know what a fucking panini is.
Well, it's relatively
There are people that have been on HBO jail specials that understand what a panini is and they've made them with irons.
Have you heard of a panini 10 years ago?
Yes.
Bullshit.
Do you understand when 10 years ago was? It's not 1989 like you think it is. It's fucking, it's 1999. It's not that fucking ancient of a time.
Right. So this is what this place does. They give you the soup, the panini, and with that you get a free homemade lemonade. It's a homemade fresh lemonade with the homemade lemonade. It's the kind you would see like,
it's fucking lemonade. Okay,
right,
can
but
we
it's
get
fresh
past
homemade
it?
Homemade lemonade.
I don't get. Come okay, so we have a half a sandwich.
It's not like a okay. So they give you so when you get the panini and the soup, you get a free beverage, which one of the choices was a lemonade. On top of that. Okay, hint, Panera Bread. On top of that, in addition to the free beverage, they give you a free fruit, they give you free bread, and they give you free chocolate.
Okay.
Okay, they give you it all for free.
They give
that's what Panera Bread should do.
Okay, first
don't make it a big fucking deal. You give me fucking fucking chips or bread. Give it to me all. They give you a nice delicious lunch, and they put it in a bag.
Okay, Frank. Okay, listen. They give you chocolate. You act as though they're giving you a Halloween bag full of fucking candy. They give you a fucking Hershey's Kiss-sized piece of chocolate. They give you a free drink. Is that what you're saying? And they give you free bread.
Fresh lemonade.
And a free half a sandwich.
Let me tell you what you get. You get free bread.
Okay, Frank, at this point, we got it, right? Oh. How much did you pay?
It was only $12.
Okay. So now let me tell you what Panera gives you, okay? Frank, you get a half a sandwich, you get soup, you get bread, and it's $7. So you're paying $6 for a fucking lemonade. You fucking rube. You are a fucking douche. How are you paying $12 to that fucking empire that is the soup man? You got taken, Frank. You've been taken. You were robbed.
Okay, but they give you a piece of chocolate.
Good. I'm sure you have 17 of them rolling under the bottom of your car. On the floor of your car, you probably have a Halloween candy from 2003 that you could just reach down and pick up a Caramello. Frank, what I'm saying is you need to stop.
Why do you always have to rain on my parade?
Because your parade sucks. You're way too enthusiastic about a shitty parade. All the time.
It's just
that everything that you herald, is fucking, it's some scam that you've fallen victim to.
They give you a delicious lunch in a bag, and it's all varieties, and it was delicious, and they were nice, and I really enjoyed
it. Of course they're nice. They're bending you over, stealing your wallet, and sticking it right in, Frank. Not to be crude or anything like that. Yeah, it's being mentioned. Five Guys. You can get a great lunch at Five Guys and steal like at least 15 pounds of peanuts before you leave.
I was not impressed with Five Guys.
Well, but you were impressed with the frozen food of the soup man. Let me tell you something, Frank.
It wasn't frozen. It was in the fucking cat.
Those are
the,
not. Let me
the metal. The
shut
metal
your fucking mouth.
Things
when
the fuck they
when
are.
I'm talking about soup man. It is not. A steaming, bubbling cauldron of soup. It's some guy that earns a few dollars an hour coming into the front with a fucking bag of soup, cutting the corner and dumping it in there so it can get heated up. They're not slicing carrots and fucking shredding king crab or whatever the fuck they do. They're not. It's all made. It's just purchased, brought in frozen. They thaw it out. They dump it in a fucking bowl and they scoop it out to losers like you. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm being so harsh. You just purchased soup and now I'm calling you a loser. But it seems like you are, Frank. If you want to call the show, it's 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. This is the DJ New Style Show. We're talking about how much of an idiot Frank is for believing that everything that he loves is not a scam. And everything you truly love is a scam, Frank. I would say that right now. Your music, your sandwich place preference, everything. Everything. But let me tell you something, Frank. I did some shopping. I contributed. I can't even talk now. I can't speak because of you. I contributed to the economy this weekend. I bought a couple pairs of sneakers, Frank. I did.
Finally, would you get something nice, something different?
I bought two pairs of the same shoe, New Balance 574s, of which I already have another pair that I'm not wearing, and I also have two pairs that I am. So right now, I have fucking five pairs of the same shoe. I really think that this is becoming a problem.
You're just all. I mean, are these the brown sneakers you're talking about?
I have a brown pair and I have a blue pair. Okay.
Yep.
A brown pair and a blue pair. And Frank, let me tell you something. You have no room to speak because you have 10 pairs of white Reeboks that they gave away on Double Dare in 1987.
You know what? They're high top Reeboks number one.
Yeah. Yeah, they're high top Reeboks.
Are high top sneakers out of style?
You know what? They're in style if you if you're in the urban community. But if you're just a white guy, it's bad. It's bad news. Unless you're Jay Kling, a faithful listener of the DJ New Style Show. He actually has high top Reebok pumps that he's very proud of, and he's actually offered to do something real nice for the show. We'll get into that maybe a later date. We'll see if he follows through. Oh, where's that Embark 14 kid? He's been asking up and down for me to mention him. And then he said he had to leave, so mention him quick. I guess he left. Oh, well. I guess we missed out on Embark 14. So there goes that mention. So, Frank, you wear high tops exclusively?
No, I do have some low tops as well.
Okay, so I have my New Balances. They're brown, and I love them. I actually these are shoes that I'm so fucking psyched about right now, but I don't know why I should be. I've never been able to find them. Even when they were selling them, I couldn't find them anywhere. I had to get Amanda to buy them from her mall. And so I've been looking because they're getting kind of worn out. I wanted to get another pair. I've looked on eBay. I found a pair that was like the same size, everything. And then I looked in a little closer description. It said lightly used. So I wasn't gonna I wasn't gonna buy somebody's fucking sweated in shoe. So I finally found a pair of brown sneakers. They're not the exact same, Frank. But I don't know if I should wear them or not. I think I should.
Why wouldn't you wear them?
Because I don't know. I have no idea. I see all these videos that people like Veal Chop have alerted me to. People just fucking collect shoes. I don't know. I like the brown shoes. I want to know that I'll be able to have them again. And I look on the manufacturer's website. I looked on all the websites. I looked everywhere. And no avail until this weekend. And naturally, I wanted to buy two pairs of them, but they didn't have another pair. The brown shoes flying off the fucking shelves, Frank. Flying off the shelves. Which disproves your theory that no one wears brown sneakers. Thank you. So, Frank, do you even buy your own shoes? Or is it still like you're 8 years old? And when Donna buys your shoes for you, does she ask you to put them on so she can touch the toe?
No,
your toes come up to?
I'm a 9.5. If I tell her I need sneakers or shoes, she just buys them. Simple as that. I don't need to sit there and try them on. When they're brought home is when I try them on, and I usually keep them.
Yeah. See, this is what Big Fan of the Awful Hour has to say. You buy two pairs of the sneakers you really dig, one to stock and one to rock, Frank. So I was looking for one to rock, but I am left without one to stock.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Why don't we take a little break, right?
Sure.
You think we should?
Why not?
I hear you typing. I don't know why. Frank, are you okay? You seem like you're a little fucking pissed off at me or something. What's going on?
No, I'm fine.
Something's bothering you. I could tell.
I'm fine. Let's go to break.
Everything okay?
Absolutely.
This is bullshit, by the way.
No, it's fine.
Okay. You can talk about it, Frank.
No. Go to break, please.
All right, fine. This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. And I can't remember what the rest is, Frank. What's the rest?
Hearustalk.com, the place to do with your hands and the things to see.
That's actually not right at all, but it's the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Okay.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'd like to invite all of you to join in on a fantasy cavalcade every Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m., Best in Show Radio. That's bestinshowradio.com, right here on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. That's right, they've moved to Thursday nights. That's 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in, and you'll catch something like this.
Okay, well, here's a bathroom incident. I was go-go dancing, so there was already a sexual charge to it. I'd flashed the crowd, and then I was getting drink tickets by flashing the bartender. My friend and I we did it so much that we actually got ourselves kind of worked up. So she looked at me at some point and was like, yeah, we got to take this to the bathroom. We locked ourselves in a stall, and the position is if one of you stands on the toilet, then the other one is at the proper level for face to crotch. Yeah, I've made out in bathrooms with girls a lot.
Can I ask two quick questions?
Sure.
One, who's standing on the toilet? Two, what direction are they facing?
Let me make it better for you. I had a skirt on, so I just hiked it up. So she stood on the toilet, bent over, so she was leaning against the wall behind the toilet to make everything available.
I can think of nothing better. Oh, wait, no, I can't. When you got on the toilet, did you assume a similar position?
Yeah.
I keep using the euphemism, eating a girl's ass. The popular euphemism. It's actually more of a proverb. It's based on Proverbs 3:19, and then the ass shall be eaten.
We did everything we would have done alone in the bedroom.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the restroom for about 15 minutes, guys.
15 minutes?
Yeah, I'm going to do 14 times.
Once again, Best in Show Radio is live every Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show.
Last time on The What Show?
Dizzy got a bartending book.
Oh! Jesus Christ!
Good job, Sheepy.
Jesus Christ!
Are you okay?
Way to kill the fucking co-host.
Sheepy, what did you just do?
I don't know.
Wait, turn the mic off. Jesus Christ! Wow. Are you okay? How's my equipment? Is my equipment okay? I spent a lot of money on it. Sheepy. Sheepy, come say hello.
You got Red Bull.
Yeah, I got Red Bull. Thank you. Did you drink some before you walked in? 12 or 13, maybe?
Tune in to The What Show, 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., exclusively on HearUsTalk.com and the Hear Us Talk room on Pal Talk. The What Show. What?
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, and that is what real men do. It is no bullshit. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check out Best in Show Thursday nights, The What Show Friday nights, and every other thing that is good on HearUsTalk.com. I lost my fucking train of thought. I gotta say, Frank, I lost my I'm listening to the Katamari music right now. I have to just turn it off before I want to go and roll over the entire world and just absorb it. Are you there?
Yep.
Oh. You know, so matter of fact, you son of a bitch. I do have something to say to you, Frank. I have something
What's
to
that?
Say right the fuck now. And it's a recommendation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We talk often about communicating on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I have the answer for you.
Okay.
ICU 2. It's ICU2.com. It's free to try. Go to ICU2.com, download it to your Windows PC, and in seconds, you'll be face-to-face with people from all over the globe. Now, Frank, what do you like in a software? Do you like award-winning software?
I only use award-winning software.
Well, guess what? ICU2 was voted 2009 People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. They've been around longer than everybody out there right now. There were cavemen on fucking ICU2. You could see it in cave drawings. They went to ICU2.com. They downloaded the software, and they were face-to-face with other people that couldn't speak languages.
You know, I have a slogan for that. I says, you've tried the rest, now try the original. Thank you.
Fantastic. You should work spiciness into it somehow. Spiciness. You've tried the spiciness, now try more spicier-ness. That's what I think it should be. ICU2.com. What a great sponsor that is, Frank, I have to say.
Paid sponsor.
No, you know what? They wouldn't have to pay us because I love ICU2.com. Let me tell you something, Frank. Right now, I thought I had a well-trained dog. I thought I did a good job with Teddy. Until it's become clear that he thinks my leg is something to piss on when I'm walking him in the streets. It happened once. He pissed on my leg a little bit, but now it's nearly an every other day occurrence. It's becoming more and more frequent that when I say heel, he gets really close to me, lifts his leg up and pisses on my fucking leg.
Well, I taught him well.
You've never even come into contact with him, Frank.
That's true.
So I take him out in the morning and a couple times at night, and I find myself like just like nothing to do while I'm waiting for him to shit or piss. I don't want to let him go run around because he gets all shit in his fur, and I got to spend an hour combing burrs and little pieces of garbage out of his coat. So I look up at like the sky. I look at the stars, the trees. I try to I peer into people's windows. If I look around, like across the street, if I see a light on, I'll see if I can see somebody moving or something like that. I mean, anything to just pass the time. And last night, I was looking up, and it was perfectly clear. I was actually looking at stars, and I just realized if someone looks at me as I'm staring at the sky, I almost look like I'm completely out of my fucking mind. I'm standing straight, and my head is tilted all the way back, and I'm gazing at fucking constellations. Just the worst. And I spend a lot of time out there, and it's creepy because it's dark. And every now and then, he'll just stop what he's doing and just stare. He'll just fucking stare in a direction, and now I don't know what's out there. There's obviously something that's drawing his interest. It could be a small creature, something like that, but I don't really know. Well, today, as I'm going to take him out, as I'm out the door, my mom tells me, "Oh, watch out, across the street there was a bear."
Oh, that's nice.
So I say, "Well, when? Oh, I don't know." So now I'm thinking, is this 5 minutes ago? Is this in the morning? I mean, has the bear moved on to other things? Did he have other affairs to attend to? I don't know. But I know that the dog has to piss. So I'm like, fuck a bear. Whatever. I've seen Survivor shows. I know you just have to start yelling, "Yo, bear!" Yo, bear!
Have you ever seen a bear up close?
Yes.
That wasn't like in a zoo or something?
We had a bear on our deck. We had a bear on our fucking deck. And it was just like our screen door was open. It was the summer. And the bear was trying to eat shit out of the
bird. Did you take pictures?
I didn't have a camera. I was more concerned with shutting the fucking glass door.
Now, admit, did you scream?
I did not scream. I did not scream.
Did you get scared?
It was a small bear.
Was it cute?
It was kind of cute. But then you look at its claws. Its claws are like fucking 6 inches long. It's a frightening thing. So now I'm hearing, okay, there's a fucking bear just potentially on the loose, looking to eat anything at this point. And I go and I take the dog and I walk to our usual spot.
Oh, you have a spot you guys go to? That's kind of gay.
Well, should we have several spots that he shits in our yard or just
no,
one
but you,
shitty
you,
spot?
You said you go to our spot like you have some kind of romantic interlude with your dog.
Oh, I guess that's gay. But apparently claiming you had a lunch date with another man, that's completely straight, right?
Yeah!
You fucking mo. So we go to the other part of our yard where he shits and pisses. How's that, Frank?
Okay.
And he pees a little, and then all of a sudden he stops, and he just leaps and starts barking in fucking direction. Looking into the fucking darkness, I'm trying to see, do I see something moving? And I just fucking run. I actually walk run. I don't sprint. I walk run like a complete faggot to my my front door because I'm now afraid that I'm going to be eaten by a fucking bear. I'm just frightened that there's going to be a fucking bear out there and tear me to bits.
The bear's probably more scared of you.
That's what they say, Frank. That's what they say. But then
you
why
can't be a pussy your whole life.
Why are there so many? You're calling me a fucking pussy, and you refuse to listen to Nirvana because you're frightened.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. I gotta say, a little bit frightened.
That could have he could have actually been looking at a bear at that.
He could have been. He could have been just pissing it off by barking in his fucking or towards his face, his little bear face.
Right.
It's probably all fucking snarled up. And
you fucking eat your dog in one gulp, man.
Yeah, yeah, he would.
Oh, that would be fucking hilarious. You gotta film that if that ever happens.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get my camera and film a fucking bear eating my dog. Do you understand? And I don't care if the dog gets eaten in that case. If I'm inside and alive, I'm not gonna go back out with fucking video equipment, a boom mic, and a fucking
if you're
headset.
If the dog was captured by the bear, now let's say it's that baby bear that you saw on the deck.
Yeah.
Would you try to rescue the dog?
No.
Really?
Yes. And get another dog. I'm not gonna.
And this is a dog that you've actually lied on your bed with and told that you loved.
I've never.
You told me that you lied on your bed on your back. The dog was on your stomach, and you looked at it in the eyes and said you loved the dog.
I never said that.
You're a fucking liar.
You dreamt that up in your closeted mind. The thing is, Frank, if a bear has my dog in its fucking mouth, that dog is gone. Because if I go out there, what am I gonna do? Maybe I'll shake some keys. With some house keys.
No, let me.
Come on, bear.
Say you had.
Come on, bear.
No, let me give
Let's
you a
go,
scenario.
Bear.
Say you had. Do? Say you were out. The bear was on your deck, and there was a baseball bat right next to you. Would you then try to hit the
Are
bear?
Are you suggesting I'm gonna fucking engage in hand-to-hand combat with a fucking bear? I'm not Zangief, okay? I know you don't know. I don't. I know you have no idea who that is, but people do. Frank, I'm not a fucking bear wrestler. I'm not gonna have a. I'm
it's
not gonna
a baby
succeed.
Bear. It's a cub.
It's still. You don't understand. It wasn't a cub.
It was. You're talking about like it's a fucking grizzly for Christ's sake. It's a little fucking cub.
It was like 5 feet standing up. It's not a big bear.
Bullshit. They don't have fucking grit like those kind of bears over there.
What are you talking about?
They're little fucking cubs.
And cubs never grow into anything. You are out of your fucking bald head.
But they're not grizzly bears.
Of course not. It's not a fucking Kodiak grizzly in my backyard. But it's not a fucking small bear. It would still do damage. I know you could probably scare it off, right?
Right.
But am I really going to have the fucking the need to go out there and face off with this fucking animal? I mean, if I have a child and it's my fucking kid, sure. I'll put my life down for my kid. I'm not going to put it down for a dog that we got a few percentage points off because he was a little old when we bought him. Fuck it, we'll get a new one. Frank, if you're inside and you look outside and your son is in the mouth of a bear, what do you do?
I go after the bear.
Okay, now it's not your son, it's your fucking dog that has a permanent erection. That bear has your dog's always hard dick in its mouth, and it's just flopping and flapping around.
I would do my best to rescue the dog.
Even if it meant your life.
I
so you're saying right now you would die.
I wouldn't let it get to that point.
You
I wouldn't let it get to that point.
Oh, I didn't know you were a fucking bear whisperer, that you're not going to let it get to that point.
Like, if I hit the bear with a bat, I'm assuming I'm going to do some damage.
I hope and pray that you get put in this situation.
You know what I hope? I hope that the bear fucking turns you over and rapes you up the ass. That's
what
I
hope. He's not going to, because he's going to be enjoying my delicious dog. But you, however, won't even let him have that little 11-year-old treat. That dog that's going to probably die next week. You're not going to let him.
Rough.
It's stringy. He's probably not even going to take too
stringy.
Much out of him. Yeah, he's overworked, that little dog. Frank,
you just said
you're willing to die for your dog. That's what you just said.
No, I never said that. I said I would attempt to rescue the dog. I would not let it get to the point where I would think I was at the point of death. I would not let it get to that point. At that point, I would discharge.
You would discharge?
Yes.
In the bear's face?
Yeah, I would. Obviously, I'm not going to discharge anywhere else. I would discharge on his face.
Wow, you're going to ejaculate on the bear's face?
No, I mean discharge. I mean I would give up.
How is that discharge? I don't understand what that even means.
Well, if you're discharged from a job, what does that mean?
You're terminated. You're not
right. So I would terminate the procedure. I would discharge.
You're saying you would die. You're going to give up, you said. The bear's not going to let you go.
Whatever.
You just assaulted the fucking bear. It's going to defend itself until either it or you are dead. One of the two will die. You just said you would come on a bear's face. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I think it would be pretty neat if a bear was held captive and it just its little bear head was sticking out of bars. If I could just fucking just punch him in his little snout.
Yeah,
I'd love to just punch a bear in his snout with no repercussions whatsoever.
That's very sadistic of you.
You're the one going after it with a fucking bat, thinking you're gonna.
No,
be
if he
in
was gonna go after my whatever. I'm not gonna, listen.
Frank, let me just give you some advice. If anybody ever threatens the life of that fucking dog, consider it a blessing. Blessing that you'll be without that burden.
Did you or did you not say my dog was adorable?
Did you not say
my dog was adorable?
I did not use the word adorable.
You're a fucking... What did you say?
I said, yeah, okay, that's a cute dog.
Ah, okay.
I didn't say adorable. I'm not adoring your fucking decrepit animal. It has a brown face. You understand? It's a white dog.
It's 11 years old. It's
get a new one. It's fucking shameful.
It changes colors.
It's hard. It's tough to look at. Your dog is tough to look at. You should have a new one by now.
Does it bother you that when you enter my home, I hold a dog with his dick in your and put it on your face? Does it bother you?
It does.
Oh.
No one should ever be threatened with a slimy, permanently erect, dust bunny-covered dog dick. I don't know how much dust you have in that house, but that dog's dick is catching all of it like a fucking Swiffer.
Have you seen, what's your dog's name, Buster?
Teddy.
Oh, Teddy.
Teddy.
You've seen his erect dick, yes or no?
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw it, it was pretty creepy. Pretty creepy.
And did he lick it to get it down?
No, it kind of went down when I went, ew, and pointed at it. I pointed at it, and he felt he must have been self-conscious because
I used to have a dog immediately. Growing up, I used to have a Chihuahua named Coco. His dick, the dick would come out so long that eventually you'd see the balls. The balls would come out too, almost.
Oh my god! I can't even fucking get to myself.
I'm serious. It would come out so far that you'd see the bulbiness of the ball start coming out too.
I can't even fucking contain myself. That really shouldn't be as funny as it is, but as a visual person, it's hilarious. Was that the dog that you just threw away like trash in a hefty bag?
I love that dog. His name was Coco.
And they put him in a hefty bag.
Oh yeah, that was Coco. Yeah. When he passed away, they just throw him in the SPCA. They took him in a fucking hefty bag. Yeah. They twisted it around, put him on the fucking handle of the back door, and they drove off with him. And they went around the fucking curve, and he swung. Fucking embarrassing.
I mean, they just put him on the same level as dirty diapers, coffee grinds, and a box for a fucking Easy Bake Oven. That's what they put. He's your family pet. He's a family member. You loved him. And then he dies, and a minute later, he's just fucking garbage.
It's sad.
They just put him on a landfill. Because, you know, you don't look in the bag. They weren't going to incinerate him.
And those places that, you know, will cremate your dog, you don't know if you're getting your dog.
No, of course
I'm sure they just put a whole pile of dogs in there.
No, you're not even getting dogs at that point. You're getting somebody's fucking 4th of July, the bottom of their fucking charcoal grill. You're getting old hot dogs and charcoal briquettes, and you're saying, I'm sorry for your loss. Here are Coco's remains. And you see like a little piece of a chicken breast that just fell through the slats. Oh, that was wood. Something like that. Yeah, anyway. I don't know, Frank. With this whole dog thing, do you ever, like, you never socialized your dogs? You never had them around other dogs?
I don't think I've ever really physically have the dogs I have now.
Yes. Not your fucking garbage dog.
They've never played with any other dogs except themselves.
Can I bring my dog over?
They've never had any interaction with any other dogs other than themselves.
I want to ask you something right now.
Yes.
Can I bring my dog over and record how it interacts with your decrepit animals?
Sure.
You have how many dogs?
Two.
And you have a male and a female.
Correct.
Okay. I bring my dog over. They interact. They play together. Would you be heartbroken if Sophie gets fucked?
I would because she's an elderly woman now.
She's not a woman. She's a dog, actually.
She's an elderly female, and I don't think that would be good to do that. I also don't think that she gets in the mood because she has had a hysterectomy. If a woman gets a hysterectomy, do they still get horny?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't been around too many women with hysterectomies, Frank.
Well, here's the deal.
It seems like your social circles are more in line to answer that question. Old bastard.
All right, let me ask you a question. When a dog gets castrated, obviously he loses his sense of being in the mood, okay? Because he gets his balls cut off. But with a female dog, in order for them to get spayed, they get a hysterectomy. But do they still get horny, the dogs? Do the
First of all, you're acting as though it matters that that your female dog wants it.
But I'm
do you understand Teddy fucks blankets? Do you think that blanket wants to get fucked? Sophie will get so fucked, and it's not even going to be gentle. Teddy is going to rail the shit out of your fucking old female dog. He's going to stick it in so fucking deep. I bet you his balls come out, too.
I wonder if, Sophie all this time has been getting horny for the last 11 years, but she didn't know what to do about it.
Well,
I used to have hamsters when I was a kid.
Really? Congratulations.
They would fuck constantly, and I would pull them apart. And I'd pull the hamster up while he's in the middle of fucking, and his little dick, a little droplet of cum would come off his dick.
What did it taste like?
Oh, get out of here. I didn't taste it.
I bet you it tastes like that shitty soup you had at Soup Man, you motherfucker. Frank, do you think that there's ever consensual dog sex? Because that's what I think you're implying.
No, all dogs, I think female animals are all raped.
I completely agree. I think rape is the only way new animals are created.
Right.
There's never any courtship. There may be some kind of a dance or something like that with some other animals. They have to fucking flap their feathers around and look fancy and present themselves well. But with dogs and cats, I don't think a cat has ever enjoyed a getting fucked ever.
Now, you have a cat, right? You've named the cat Ginger.
I don't have a cat. That's my mom's cat.
Okay. Have you ever seen
that cat? She named it Ginger.
Is that a male or a female?
That is a female cat.
Have you ever seen her get fucked?
I've never seen the cat get fucked. Never. I mean, I never. She probably has. She probably. I bet you she has.
A virgin?
How the fuck am I going to know if she's a virgin?
Well, is her hymen broken?
I'm at a loss. I'm at a fucking loss. Do you think I go around inspecting my cat's hymen? I will tell you that I don't think she is. Because I remember she was assaulted by stray cats, and there was a big section down to the skin of her fur ripped out from, by her ass.
She was gangbanged.
She was fucking gangbanged, yeah. Big time. Big time. Like prison rape. Prison rape style.
I think all female animals are raped by the male counterparts. I don't think they enjoy
it. Oh, okay.
Ustreamer
37658 says cat penis, I'm told. Oh,
In
his friendly conversations, he was told that cat penises actually have spiky things that hook backwards, so it kind of holds the cat's dick inside to make sure the cum stays in there. Man, imagine being a cat and not being able to pull one out and put it on the whiskers. What a fucking sad life. Oh, that was Jay Kling. That's our buddy Jay Kling.
Good man, Jay Kling.
He is.
He's a West Coaster listener.
He just started going in the Pal Talk room.
West Coaster. But getting back to, and it's sad because the female animal never looks happy. She's got a droopy face on. She's asking for help.
You know what? Every time you do see a female animal get fucked, they're never into it.
They're never happy. They don't show any emotion. They don't show any quiverness.
Any what?
Quiverness.
Do you just add "ness" to the end of every word?
Do female animals have orgasms?
I honestly have no answer for you. I mean, it's not
a dumb question, is it?
I don't think it is, but I mean, I'm sure they're probably capable of it. It's just that, you know, animals take, they don't care. White ass Brent. Wow! White ass Brent says, Frank, ask your wife. Holy shit.
What the fuck?
Holy shit! White ass Brent!
Who the piece of fuck. You're an asshole, White House Brent. You're a piece of shit. You're a fucking wannabe fuckface. Asswipe.
A wannabe fuckface.
Yes. I don't know what he wants to be, but he's a fuckface.
Well, if you gotta aspire to be anything, why not be a fuckface? So I bring my dog over. He starts raping Sophie. Are you going to pull him apart like your hamsters so Teddy's load goes all over your fucking floor?
I honestly think
actually,
that...
you know what? You ever see dogs hooking asses? We've discussed this before.
Yes.
They hop over their own dick and they look like they're a dog's dick probably does the same thing that that Klein told us about the cats. So once it's in there, it doesn't go out.
I think if Sophie were to be fucked, I think it would probably kill her because I don't think she can handle it.
Oh, good. Then let's do this.
Excuse me?
It's the best kind of euthanasia.
Sophie's an old maid.
It would be like granny porn. It would be animal granny porn.
Are you familiar with a fellow by the name of Dan and Cal?
I am.
He was at my house for a few days, and he videotaped Sophie performing fellatio on Marvin.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think there was any motive behind this, or was it just keeping your buddy clean?
I think she just licks him to keep him clean. I don't think she gets off on it at all.
Well, I mean, if she got off on it, that would prove your theory.
I guess.
When she was done, or maybe the next time she's done, why don't you just put your finger down there, see if she's got a little moisture going on, Frank?
Why don't you do that to your fucking... Why don't you finger bang your fucking dog, your cat, or whatever the fuck it is?
Yeah.
Do you think
that... exactly. You're the one that's so fixated on your fucking dog's genitals. You kiss your fucking female dog's belly. Do you understand?
So what? It's supple and it's soft.
I can't believe you even admit to that. You kiss your fucking dog's belly.
I kissed her belly. I didn't kiss her fucking twat. I kissed her fucking belly.
I bet you in a dark room, you would kiss her twat on accident.
No way.
You would pretend it's an accident.
No.
And you would do one of these with the fingers. You'd make a V. Because the thing is, when you set out a theory, and when you want to know something, you want to get down to business. So, Frank, do you think that you'd be capable of licking your dog to orgasm?
Come on. You know, that's illegal what you're saying right now.
I don't know.
That's disgusting.
I mean, you're the one kissing dog belly.
It's a belly. It's like if I would kiss her head. I'm not kissing her twat.
So, Frank, if you...
I never go within, like, fucking 3 inches of her fucking mushroom, whatever the fuck that is down there.
Oh, okay. So it's okay to do. So if you had a stray kindergartner and you just happened to kiss his belly button, that's okay, right? That's not sexual.
Dude, I'm not even going there. But listen to me.
I mean, the thing is, you'd be arrested because the definition of that is sexual assault.
Oh, listen to me.
You are sexually assaulting that female dog. That
sometimes,
bitch.
Sometimes I'll say to her, you like it, don't you? You like it, you little bitch. You like it real good.
And you're adding dirty talk to it.
But she enjoys it.
It doesn't matter, Frank. There's certain statutes in place.
All right, listen to me. Do you think that because my dogs don't shit in front of each other. You don't think they're embarrassed?
I don't think so. I think they're raised to just really, like, shitting is like eating. It's just something you have to do, so it's not a big deal. Humans kind of invented that shame with shitting. And I think our show is an honest attempt at trying to remove that shame and add glory.
Haven't we been – weren't there some wasn't there some fan mail that came in that said that we're talking about asses too much?
Someone had replied that DJ New Style Show, lot of ass talk. And I didn't know what to say. I mean, should we do we talk about anuses too much? Maybe we do.
I don't even know if it's so much. I don't know. I don't know if it's so much. I guess so, maybe. But we also talk about the ass cheeks as well, though.
I don't think. I mean, that is part of the ass. So I think technically they're still right. Whether it's cheek or hole doesn't really matter. I mean, we're talking about the ass.
Did you ever consider getting your anus bleached?
Never. Why would you do that?
Why do people do it?
I don't know. Let's ask Sammy Sosa. Have you ever considered it? I mean, you brought it up as something that is something to even fucking have on your mind. I don't even know why.
No, I thought about it.
Why would you even think about it?
Well, this way it makes it nice and clean down there.
Who gives a shit? Who's going to see it?
I don't know.
Jesus. Ken Moorhead says he'd be less offended if the talk was explicitly concerned with cheeks as opposed to holes. So if we just focused on the cheeks, he'd be... less offended. Well, guess what, Ken Moorhead? We're not just into talking about the cheeks, because there are disasters that happen with the asshole that are quite amusing. Last week we discussed Frank's inability to determine when he's done shitting, where he's shitting, or whatever, and I enjoyed it because
you know what happened tonight. Unfortunately, my and I won't dwell on this too much because I don't want to offend people. But I dripped blood from my ass tonight.
What?
I dripped blood on the floor from my asshole because I think I ripped my lining again.
Your lining.
The
how is it you can talk about your fucking asshole like a pool?
Well, it's like the lining, you know, the lining of the anus. It's like a lining. The fissure. I got the fissure, you know.
Yeah, I know you have the fissure. I just don't understand.
Anyway, I wanted to tell everybody about that. So in case anybody was listening, was wondering. So.
Yeah, I mean, you just sound distracted and fucking annoyed. I don't like to tear things down, Frank.
Whatever.
But you seem lost tonight.
I just not organized, you know. It's. I don't want to make a...
What do you mean you're not organized? Didn't you... I mean, you hired somebody to help you out. What was that?
Whatever.
I just heard a big crinkle. Were you eating chips again?
No.
What's going on? Come on.
The intern didn't show up, and I had a lot of things that needed to be done.
Like what? What did you have to do?
Well, I needed to get my files sorted. I needed to get my... labels put on my envelopes, and the intern didn't show up, and there's gonna be heads gonna roll next week. Let me tell you that much. Heads gonna roll.
Now your intern. I mean, we're not. Who are we talking about here?
It's a Polish.
Yeah, it's Barb. Last time that you told us about your intern, you did some kind of a character, but it ended up just being Barb.
Yes.
So she's not there tonight, and you're furious.
I had a lot of things that needed to be done.
Was she supposed to be there?
It's show night, isn't it?
I guess it is, yeah.
Well, there you go. You answered your own question.
But you just said you had to stick stickers on things. I mean, why can't you just do that?
Well, listen, that's...
Why do you need an intern to
she's gotta get credits. Gotta get credits.
So you said heads are going to roll. You're going to fire her next week?
I will be speaking with her next week, and I'll be reprimanding her and sanctioning her, and the appropriate action will be taken.
Okay. I mean, I think this is kind of... I mean, she has to be here every Tuesday? Was that the agreement?
Is she an intern? Is it show night?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but this isn't my problem. I mean, if I have envelopes to stuff and put stamps on, I do it. It's not that big of a fucking deal that I need
to
bring an intern
in. We'll deal with this next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
You're gonna have her on the show?
I'm gonna if she shows up, I'll have her on the show and we'll duke it out and we'll see if she stays or not. I may have to find another intern.
I have a feeling she doesn't give a shit about your internship. She just really wants to help you out. And by you being an asshole like this, you're gonna lose your helper. So honestly, I don't know. You better pick your battles with this one.
All right, we'll see. Stay tuned.
We'll see. We'll see. Stay
course.
Tuned. Course. Frank, you know that we do have incredible listeners, and one of these people, by the name of Mayonnaise, I don't even know how to say it, but it's Mayonnaise. He heard your little story about your band. I believe you had a song.
We had a song that was called Trouble.
And how did it go, real quick?
It went like this. You come home from school, you yell at your mom, you yell at your pop, you sick your dog right in the butt. It's trouble. It's trouble.
Snap the fingers?
Yep.
Did you just bob and weave a little bit there?
A little bit I did. I'm not going to deny it.
Well, he made a new interpretation of your song. He made a little bit of a remix from last week's show. This is Mayonnaise, and he posted it to the forum, which is hearustalk.com/forum, interestingly enough. Why don't we take a look? Have you heard this yet? Let's just listen to it right now.
And let your backbone slip. And let your backbone slip. Come home from school, you yell at your mom, and let your slip. Shake your ass and let your backbone slip. Shake your ass and let your backbone slip. Shake your ass and let your backbone slip. Give it to me, baby, baby. That is fucking
wow!
Incredible.
Mayonnaise,
great man, unbelievable, excellent job. Very flattered. Thank you so much.
That is fucking awesome. White House Brent says the fans are screaming smash. This song needs to be entered into the Best in Show 2010 Best Song Ever contest. A lot of people really loving that. Really, really loving that. Maybe they'll go to the forums and eagerly await more remixes. Maybe he'll do something. Maybe he'll never listen again. I don't know. That seems to be the way. People submit stuff. They make a little production piece, and then they just go away forever. Like Whack Flash. He made a couple of things, and then he just gone. But this one was fantastic. I heard this, and I was fucking just completely happy. It excited me. And I got to say, Frank, if you had done that with your band, which had no name. Your band didn't even have a name.
Yeah, we couldn't think of a name.
Well, it is now called The Franks.
All right.
Your band is called The Franks. And your band name, much like the Ramones, every member has to take the last name Frank. Your name is Frank Frank.
Okay.
And you're the only member. So you're the only member of The Franks. Frank Frank and The Franks. Why don't we take a break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your what and the what?
The thing you do with your hands and the place to be.
You're never going to get it. But the point is heroestalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Heroes Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to heroestalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Heroes Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out heroestalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
This one gonna sneak up on you. That's right, new style, 2009. Sneaking. Check it. I'ma rape you in the face. You'll never see it coming, gone without a trace. No evidence, no nothing around. You'll never pin it on me anyhow. I'ma rape you, rape your face. If your underwear gonna get ripped, it's lace. I leave it on the place and I come back clean the scene. Cause you know I mean, I'm raping you right here on the scene. Let me tell you what I do. I get up behind you, wearing a mask. No, I don't have fingerprints. I got gloves on too. And that just ain't the end of it. I got shoes, I've got a cape, I've got a little dagger, and I'm grabbing your nape of your neck. Don't forget this grip, it's all you ever gonna see, bitch. I'm gonna rip your face all over this place. No fucking traces of evidence or fingerprints, bitch. You need to get out, throw you away like belly button lint in the garbage can. Spend the stint of worthless time always worrying about yours, not mine. You're not mine.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi, everyone. This is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. You've probably missed episodes. If you're listening to this for the first time, you've missed a lot of episodes. Go there now, DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe, download everything we've ever done. Also, Hear Us Talk has a YouTube channel. It is YouTube.com/HearUsTalk. And you'll be able to see videos that feature me, Barb, and Frank. Now, Frank, you are in a few of these videos. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm in a very popular one that's pretty much sweeping the internet.
Well, the one that we just posted is bizarre. If you don't know Frank, it's very strange. If you do, it's just more Frank, and it's hilarious. You're trying to get into your car, and you're trying to fasten your seatbelt, but everything is all just crinkled up. I mean, should we play the audio? I guess.
I don't care.
Why not? I mean, the audio is what makes it. I mean, the visual is great, but the audio is what makes it. We're up to 545 views of The Trouble with Seatbelts. Everybody loves germ food.
All right,
trying to get this.
Get in the car and
the seatbelt's all twisted here.
All right, we need to go pick up food now.
I can't. The seatbelt's all twisted. I can't.
Wait, now you're in there with another person. Who is in the car with you?
That was Barb.
Okay, so you're in the car with Barb.
Yeah, we're picking up food to bring back to. She was, I think, babysitting.
Oh, okay.
And she took care of my kids, and we went to get some food or something.
Got you. So you're driving her to get food. Okay, back to the video.
Move it. I can't move it. It's all twisted. I can't move it.
I'm hungry.
Don't worry, you'll fill your fucking face up. Asshole.
You got it?
No. It's all...
Oh, God.
It's all twisted. I can't bring it. I can't use it. I can't bring it down. Fuck, how am I going to use a fucking seat? It's all fucking tangled. It's all fucking twisted up and fucking.
There, you got it?
I don't have it. I just fucking pulled it enough. It's all fucked up.
All right, let's go.
Every time I... Oh, wait, this is the best.
What do you... You can shut the camera off now.
Yeah. Thank you for that, by the way. Frank, you are a father, correct?
I have three children.
Yeah, you're somebody... You are three human beings' male authority. And you're wrestling on YouTube with a fucking seatbelt.
Did you ever get your seatbelt twisted up?
No, and I saw this. It looks like an old telephone cord. It is literally... It looks like fucking macrame.
Very
it's so goddamn twisted up.
Very frustrating. It was all twisted, and it's still not
and
right.
You, and you were so it, heated up. You're so heated up that you called Barb an asshole for saying that she's hungry.
Right, because because she knew I was in distress, and she had to fucking say she was hungry. But listen to me. You know when you're done with your seatbelt, it's supposed to snap back into position?
Yeah.
You know, Well, this is what does it. It always just hangs loose. Oh, so when you open the car door, it falls outside.
Outside?
Yeah. Outside?
Okay. So it's all knotted up, and your solution to this was just to pull it tighter.
I can't fix it. It's
like a fucking dreadlock by now.
Could you fix it for me?
No, I won't fix it for you. But I'm impressed, and the internet is as well. They they love the video so far. We've hit like 500
very
videos.
Very popular video.
It's a relatively new YouTube channel, so it's very impressive that we're getting 500 views in like a day. And I checked some of the statistics. You can do this on YouTube if you don't know.
There's nothing to check out on that.
I've noticed that a message board had linked to it.
Yeah, well, you know, message boards like it. It's a good piece of artwork.
Yeah, this one message board, I checked it out, and I even signed up. All they do is post videos of bald people. all they do is they search for pictures of bald people doing anything, and that's it. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. So, I looked at it, and there was a reply of some bald guy sitting on a couch flipping channels. Someone has, and by the way, I did tag this as, hey, let me read the tags to you, if I may, Frank. Anger, frustration, lunatic, bald man, seatbelt, mercury, sable, germ freak, hear us talk. So they actually found the word bald, and that's why it went viral. Your poor hairline. And well, by the way, I said viral, and we only have like 500 views, but that's how it got discovered by this person who just loves to collect links of bald men failing at life.
That's not nice to say that.
Well, I mean, it isn't nice, but I did sign up and create a name on Buzz Life, which is some weird mess. It doesn't even have like a buzzlife.com. It's like members4.boardhost.com/buzzlife. It's weird. But I signed up and I posted a thread to the video of you just eating chips. like a trained seal chewing on chips. Does that video embarrass you, Frank?
Why would it embarrass me? I was eating. Are you embarrassed when you eat?
Our buddy Doug D. Fresh Hookup suggests that maybe their URL should be whackbald.com. So I wrote a thread with the title Bald Man Stuffs His Face with Potato Chips, and it's received 142 thread views since 5 p.m. These people love their bald men, and I hope it's not like a fetish site.
That's what I was thinking, and that would be kind of gross if it was.
Yeah, and you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to post the bald burglar next. I bet you they'd eat that up. Any video with you will be tagged as bald just so that it gets picked up on this site. I'm going to put you on every bald fetish site ever, Frank. You're going to be a star in the alternative fetish community.
Absolutely. Hey, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes until, you know, 15 years from now. As you know, everything on the internet is permanent, Frank, and being recorded. 15 years, Luke does a fucking term paper, and he comes across a bald fetish site and sees you.
Well,
and sees his dad and thinks that his dad had a fucking a life of satisfying the urges of people who jerk off to bald men on YouTube. Oh, my God. Frank, you are truly the sad clown. You are. And people love it. It's youtube.com/hearustalk. Or you can just go to any bald site. Look for a place where people really get excited when they see no hair on the head. I think I saw a thread on here where someone actually posted a question, what hairstyle should I get? And the reply was, shaved naturally. They fucking love baldness on that site. I don't know. I'm sorry, Frank. I don't mean to gang up on you. Are you okay?
Yeah, okay? I'm fine. Mm. I'm fine.
You're better than Ken Ober. Hang on.
Yeah, he unfortunately passed away.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It is 2009, the year of the celebrity death. That has been reported everywhere. But I think at this point, so many celebrities have died that, like, now if anybody of even, like, a minor fame, like Ken Ober dies, it's like, oh, a nation mourns the host of Remote Control. Like, you would think that Carlin died again with the outpouring this guy got on Twitter and other sites. I mean, his show was okay.
I pretty much thought that after Remote Control, he was gone. I didn't know he was actually a behind-the-scenes person.
No, you don't see any fucking tweets about this guy until he dies. I mean, you know?
But
at this point, people are just mourning to mourn. They're eager. They are awaiting mourning. They love to just grieve people that they've watched on TV twice. I don't know. And now Brock Lesnar's sick. You don't know who he is, Frank.
I don't even know who that is.
Because he participates in a man's activity, something that a man would watch.
What would that be?
That would be MMA. He is the heavyweight champion of UFC. He's sick. There's rumors going around that he died. He didn't die. He's got some kind of bacterial thing going on, whatever. It doesn't matter. But if we lost him, there'd be another outpouring of
what's his name?
Thing. Brock Lesnar.
Is he related to the guy from that group, Nine Inch Nails?
No.
Trent?
He is not related to Trent Reznor. And just because names rhyme doesn't mean that they're fucking related. I just want to clear that up with you. That's how genealogy works. Rhyming doesn't necessarily mean that it's the same family.
Oh.
Okay. Holy shit, Frank. I have something embarrassing. And I gotta say, Frank, you need to give me a little credit here. I've been coming out with a lot more embarrassing shit on this show.
You're not more than me, but whatever.
It's impossible to be more embarrassing than
it's
you.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Thursday, I've taken off of work because my girlfriend has secured tickets to be in the audience of a talk show. Frank, have you ever done this? Have you ever been in the audience of a talk show, talk program?
Yeah, I went to see David Letterman.
It's a good, respectable choice, good selection. I wish that I could say that was the show I was going to attend. However, it is a show that my girlfriend watches, so it is a bad show. It is not an entertaining show, nor is it one that I would want to go to. But Frank, it's all about compromise. And no, White House Brent, it is not Monique. I actually would open a vein, then go to Monique.
Who's Monique?
Exactly, it's Brock Lesnar, but like the negative image. I will be an audience member of the Rachel Ray show on Thursday.
Now who? You talking about the female cooker?
Yes, the female cooker. Jesus Christ, your fucking infantile vocabulary. Yeah, Rachel Ray, Frank. Yeah.
Are you going to go there with a mask over your face?
No. No, oh. But I will be...
Are you going to be wearing a dress?
I will not be wearing a dress.
Heels?
I'm sorry?
Heels?
I will not be wearing heels, no.
Wow. I see.
I'm going. You know what? I was told that. Here's what I was told. You get a free gift when you go. So
excuse me.
I'll sit through stone faced, not clapping, and I'll get a free gift when I attend. So I'll go and I'll get a nice.
All free.
No, they're not all free, Frank. We've discussed the whole gift thing. You get a snack, and I mean,
they give you a snack for real.
They give you a snack.
Really? Well, that's not bad then.
Yeah, it's probably better than the fucking soup, man. But all right,
you know what sucks,
Frank? The whole thing about it is that I'm compromising here. I've dragged her to shit movie after shit movie, show after show that I'm into.
Right.
You know, everything that I'm into, I've dragged her to.
No,
I've not done something that she's wanted to do in a very, very long time, and this is so fucking reluctant. But right now, I'll go to the fucking, I'll sit courtside at WNBA just to get out of work. I'll fucking attend anything right now just to not be at work.
I just got one more question. Will you be getting a pedicure?
No, I will not be getting a pedicure.
I will not be getting a pedicure. The problem with seeing live shows is, you know, a TV show, like the David Letterman show, it's an hour long. So I always thought that when you watched a live show that you'd be there for like hours and hours and you'd watch all the behind the scenes and this and that. But you're literally there for an hour. They bring you in about maybe 5 minutes before the show starts and you're escorted out of there as soon as it ends. So you're only there for an hour.
Yeah.
I thought that you'd be there and the host would like talk with you and socialize and this and that. But you're just there for fucking – it's very quick. Now, I would love to see like a – I would love to be in the audience of a television program because this way you're probably there for a long amount of time because of all
Well, I mean there's celebrity guests. I don't know who's going to be on, but there's celebrity guests. I'm looking for any silver lining I can fucking find on this, Frank.
I'm sure it'll be a nobody who's on.
Yeah.
It
was actually Ken Ober, so they're scrambling for a new.
When I went to see David Letterman, I saw David Letterman when he first came to CBS, and it was Jerry Lewis and Rod Stewart were the guests. So they're pretty A-list guests.
That was a pretty big card, pretty big card. It'll be some uninterested fucking sitcom star that gets asked questions by this fucking gravel voiced. Ever expanding.
You
bro.
Find her attractive?
No, I don't. I don't. At one point, yeah, she was, but now it's just she's just tedious.
How did she get so famous so quickly?
Because she was in everything, Frank. You can't even go anywhere without fucking seeing her fucking face. And Goatweed is correct. She did a very attractive spread in Maxim, where she's like licking chocolate covered spoons. But yeah, it was a few years ago. And she looks like, right now, two of those. Two of her. She has expanded astoundingly. Astoundingly.
Oh, she's gained weight?
Yeah. Yes, she has. I don't know. I mean, if someone can prepare food, that adds points. Okay? But, I mean, there's a certain point where it doesn't matter how many fucking points you add. They're not going to be any good. So you don't even feel like you're I don't think you're criticizing me too much for this.
Well, you mentioned you get a free snack.
Yeah, see, that's what it is.
So what's the problem?
So for you, it's not gay if you get a snack.
No. If they give you a snack, it's all good.
Good.
Because you're going there to eat.
I'm going for
you're
the snack.
Essentially going there to eat.
I was told there's a whole snack time fucking thing. I get to go eat a snack. Good. I'm gonna eat some snacks. Granted, I could just go to a restaurant and have good food. Which is what I'm planning on doing. I'm gonna have some delicious pizza, New York style pizza, Frank, which is far superior to your New Jersey flop crap that fucking Donna throws together.
Fuck, you know what? Fuck you with that shit. I don't like you talking about her cooking. You know her cooking is damn good. It's the best. Some of the best you've had.
It's no Panera bread.
Okay.
It's no Panera.
You said that my wife's chicken soup was better than your grandmother's.
Sure. But it doesn't hold a candle to Panera. Doesn't hold a candle. Frank, you know that I'm looking for a house, right?
You know, yes, I do. You've been looking for a while.
I've been looking for a great while. And I don't think I've spoken too much about it on the show. There have been times where I was convinced that I had a house, at least three times. And obviously, since I'm still looking, I did not get them. The first time, Frank, we had a really good offer on a house. It was like a fucking steal. And we were told, you bid this amount, it's a lock. You'll get it. So we go through the process of bidding. Everything's looking good. And our realtor says, okay, you know, enjoy your weekend. I'll call you on Monday. And then we'll get everything finalized. And Monday comes around, nothing. Next Monday comes around, nothing. 3-4 weeks, nothing. I checked the fucking site. It says under contract. And I didn't hear that I was on it, so it obviously wasn't mine. Let's rewind a bit and describe the means of signing this contract. I had to fax it to some fucking business that this person worked at during the day because there are very few full-time realtors. in our area. Wouldn't you agree, Frank? They do this on the side a lot of times.
Well, I mean, I guess they have hitting hard times now, so they have to find another job.
Exactly. So I had to send this to some physical therapy fucking office, and she was going to monitor the fax queue or whatever it is, get it real quick, sign shit real quick, send it back to me. So it was just a big fucking fiasco. It comes down to it. She admits she never sent in the bid. She never sent it in.
What a piece of... Now, can you go after
and
her
this,
for that?
This was like a month of no calls. She calls up. She goes, wow, what a bummer with that house. And I said, well, what do you mean, what a bummer with the house? I mean, how did our bid go? Yeah, it turns out, you know, I completely spaced. I never sent it in. I just hung up.
You hung up on her.
At that point, I realized I'll never have to speak to this person ever
again. Why didn't you rip her a new asshole?
Because to me, I would rather just let this person know that they're not worth me speaking words to them. Just not worth me speaking any fucking words to this person. At all.
Wow. Can you complain? Why don't you complain?
Who am I going to complain to?
I'm sure they're the Board of Realtors or whatever the fuck it is.
The Board of Realtors.
The Board of Realtors.
The game is fucked up. Do you understand, Frank? The whole game is fucking corrupt. It doesn't. It's all built in. It's all fucked up. And so I realized, okay, I need a new realtor. I went through like maybe five more realtors. I got another one. We took a shot at another house. And this one's looking really good. Little competition. Our bid ended up winning out. We go into attorney review. Now, for those of you not in New Jersey, attorney review is a fucking scam to get like a grand from somebody trying to buy a house. And it's just a complete fucking hassle. And it lasts like maybe 3-4 days. Well, mine was lasting 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks in attorney review. They're going back and forth with contract changes. This will stay. This won't stay. We don't like that. We like this. All this bullshit. And I'm told this is completely normal. Everything, blah, 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 blah. So I have a fucking home inspection scheduled on Saturday. I have an appraisal scheduled on Monday. And on Friday, before everything's set in motion, mortgage is ready to go. Everything's all lined up. Friday, I get a call. We lost the house.
Wow.
We lost out. Well, why? Why? Well, apparently nobody's doing anything. You didn't even have an appraisal done. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm completely dumbfounded. Completely dumbfounded. Just sent me into a spiral of anger. Same. I go back and forth, try to get answers. It's not happening. Just not happening. No fucking answers. I become completely bitter to the fucking situation. I think I posted something on Facebook that got my DJ New Style Facebook name deleted about how if you work in real estate, you can suck my motherfucking dick. I don't know. Someone maybe took offense to that I was following and reported me, and I got deleted. But so I lost that house after everything was lined up. And it wasn't even anything that I did. So I get a fucking another piece of mail, maybe a week ago, as I'm on another realtor I'm working with. I get a letter in the mail, and it says, "Dear Ken, you might not remember me, but I helped you look at some houses earlier on this year. I heard about the house you lost. That sucks." And I'm hoping that the third time will be the charm. If you could use my services, I would love to help you. Signed, the fucking realtor who never put the bid in the fucking first place. The fucking balls!
Why didn't you fucking call
the
her up?
The fucking balls on this person! Why'd to even suggest she has services that I could fucking benefit from.
Why'd you let her get the last word? You should call her. You're good at ripping people assholes, so why
I am
that?
Going to call this person. When I get a fucking home, when I'm disconnected from the whole fucking shit session, 316-768-4472, you're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Foundry Music Jeff.
Foundry Music Jeff from The What Show, Friday
Jeff,
nights.
How you feeling, buddy? I know you're a little ill.
Friday nights, 9:30 to 12:30. I've gotten your plug-in. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm even more ill listening to this story. I'm on my second house now, and like anyone can tell you who's had bad experiences with realtors, when it gets bad, it gets fucking bad.
Yeah.
I had a realtor, this is my second house. She took me to every, I gave her a ceiling. I don't want a house more than $400,000.
Sure.
Which on Long Island, you know, you the selection not that great. But the houses he showed me were, how do I put this? Uninhabitable by human life.
And you know what they say, Jeff, every time when you go and look at these houses? They walk in and they go, guys, what a great room. It's stop putting the silver lining on this fucking hovel.
It's got real potential.
Look at this. Crown molding, guys. Come on.
No, but here's the thing, right? I'm a student of the internet age, so it occurred to me, what the fuck do I need this person for?
You
so
don't.
I went on the internet, and I found the house that I'm living in to this day. Beautiful. Exactly what I wanted. With the added bonus of being on the water. And I contacted the realtor directly. And this person called me up. I don't know how. They must have like some sort of message board or something where they exchange information. But somehow this realtor discovered that I had gone around her and had put a bid in myself. And she called me up with the most snottiest tone of voice.
Ugh.
Heard you put in a bid in the house. You know, shit like that. And I was like, yeah. Because I found it myself when I didn't need you. And I didn't think that you deserved the commission on it.
You didn't.
I mean, when I saw this woman took me all over the island.
Oh, man. I love
did
it.
Did she really take you all over the island?
Yes, but to the worst areas of Long Island. I mean, I'm talking like crime central.
Yeah.
Slash boondocks.
And that's the thing. They do this, and it's part of your fucking deal. You understand that if you take me to a shit place and I don't buy it, you have lost money showing me that fucking house. So if I find something on my own, fuck you, I did it. Fuck you.
Exactly. But the thing that gets me is, why call? Why call and let me know how you feel? Do you think I'm going to feel bad?
Heard you put a bid in on the house.
I really don't appreciate putting all that time in for you to go and find the home on your own, sir.
What did she say?
She didn't appreciate the fact that she had taken me to all these rat trap shitholes on Long Island.
Hey, that's part of her job.
And that I didn't include her on the one house I liked.
You're
that
a fucking walking keychain. Fuck
that's
you.
All you, are. You open the fucking
fuck
door.
Fuck you.
You need. That's all you do.
What do you do?
You're a fucking keychain and a bad one. Fucking son of a bitch.
What's their job? This is a kitchen.
Look at this. Guys, a breakfast bar.
I give a fuck.
I'll tear it out in 3 seconds.
Oh, and you can expand this.
This door has knobs.
What you could do is put a dormer on. What I could do is look at this from the outside. I don't give a shit. It's a piece of shit. I see the front step.
I love that. So, you know, she would take me around to a bunch of ranch properties. Because that's basically all you could get if you're a realtor and you don't have a lot of time to look on the internet and find decent homes.
Yeah, a ranch without a basement, too. Properties.
Oh, you can put a second level on it. Oh, let me bust out my extra 100 grand I have to put a second level on a home.
Well, you know, I could also turn this into a fucking skyscraper. I just don't have the fucking funds. That's why I'm looking at ranches. You
I don't
fucking
know if you ever
bitch.
Watch HGTV. There's a house called. There's a show
let
called
Let me just
Hidden
say
Potential.
Something. Let me just say. HGTV, since I've been looking, is the only channel on my fucking TV.
Yeah, and soon the Home Depot will be the only store you visit.
And let me tell you something, Jeff. Nothing burns me up more than these motherfuckers on that Property Virgin show that are like, I don't know, 215. It's kind of at the top of our price range for a fucking palace. And they don't like it because it's green. Oh, it's green. I don't know.
I'm often shocked about how much your money actually gets you outside of the tri-state area.
It's a fucking.
It makes your stomach turn
to the fucking balls.
I can get a plantation for the money I spent on this home in the South.
And people to work it.
Complete with slaves, I was going to say. No, but there's a show called Hidden Potential where they take you around to these shitholes. And then a 3D artist comes in with his laptop and shows you what the house would look like if you dropped 100 grand on it. And they go, oh, it's well within our budget. I'm like, who are these people with $100,000 liquid in their accounts just ready to pour that into upgrading their homes? They don't look that much well off than I do.
No, no. It just galls me. And another thing is, most of these shows, the ones that irritate me the most are the opinionated woman and the dumb going along with it man. Who
I like what you like, honey.
It's honestly, this could be a room for your scrapbooking. Shut the fuck up! You need an entire room to cut paper, you fucking spoiled bitch.
I don't like it.
The man cave. It'll be our cave. Shut the fuck up!
Call me racist, but I don't like it when black people look at houses that are more expensive than mine and complain.
That is definitely racist.
I saw one the other day. She was in Georgia, and she walked into a walk-in closet the size of my living room. I don't like this.
Where am I going to put my shoes?
This is a little small.
This doesn't have a window or a ceiling fan.
But I think the biggest crooks out of all of them, the whole real estate industry, are the mortgage brokers.
Yes!
A good example of why this is, Lax was a mortgage broker. So, I had a mortgage broker that I was going to refinance this house with. He had called me in, and I'm not kidding, 4 different occasions to actually sign contracts without ever having a deal.
Jesus Christ.
I would sit there in his office as he printed out papers, waiting on a call back from the bank so that he could actually legitimately submit the deal I was about to sign. This happened 4 times.
Wow.
After the 4th time, I fucking flipped out. And every time I would drive by that place, I would turn to my wife and I would say, let's just put a brick through the window. Let's just put a brick through the fucking window.
You never really think, like, people are going to ask you for your signature to fuck you as like somebody who's not like in the entertainment business or something like that. Like, you're just an average person. Someone asks you to sign something, you just go ahead and sign it. But when you're buying a house, they put all this shit in front of you, tell you to sign it. And you know, if you don't read it, you know, I looked at something, it says, by signing this, you agree that you have reviewed, and then like this list of forms. And I look at it, I say, well, where are these forms? It's like, oh, we'll have to get them. I'm like, okay, when you get them, I'll fucking sign this.
They look like bills from Congress.
I'm trying to buy a fucking place to jerk off, eat, and sleep. That's it. It's not that big of a fucking deal. Oh, God, it fucking infuriates me.
Now, and Jeffrey, you're the kind of individual who says that you will never own another house again. Is that correct?
Never. And I keep telling this to Ken. Don't buy. I can't begin to stress this enough. Buying a home, although it is quote-unquote the American dream, is the biggest lie sold to the general public next to marriage. It is a money pit. It sucks everything out of you. And at the end of the day, you have a home that barely appreciates in value, for at least 15 years.
What a great room. Hey, guys, come on. Nickel fixtures.
Look, I looked at my mortgage statement the other
Central
day.
Air.
The amount of money I actually paid to my principal, I think, was like $100. Everything else is just interest.
Jesus Christ, I don't know. It infuriates me.
Do you understand the various? This is boring. I'm not gonna get. But do you understand that when the mortgage broker tries to explain to you the various mortgage types?
Oh, yeah.
Jumbo, FHA, 30-year, 40-year, 40-year fixed.
Yeah, 30-year fixed is what I'm looking at. And I don't want to pay points to get a cheaper fucking rate. You could suck my dick for your fucking 0.05%, you fucking asshole. If you pay $2,000, I mean, over 30 years, I'm not going to be in this fucking house for 30 years if I'm lucky.
Who is?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't remember the last time I met someone who bought a house, lived, and died in it.
Ken Ober. Rest in peace. Bought a house, lived in it 30 years to the day, and dropped dead.
Jeff, something we got to talk about here, it's totally off topic, but our friend, last week we mentioned a Thanksgiving Heroes Talk get-together, and we were supposed to have it at Ed, the Cum Factory apartment, but he fucked up.
Yeah.
He fucked everything up.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a wash now, isn't it?
I guess
it's dead and buried, yeah.
It is dead.
Thank you.
And just like Ken Ober. It is. We were buying napkins. We were buying all kinds
really,
of stuff.
We really tried to. For some strange reason, there's not a hotel in the Tri-State area that will allow you to bring outside food into their conference room. Like it's some sort of swine flu quarantine.
Jesus.
They only allow their own and I can only imagine what a hotel catering Thanksgiving dinner tastes like.
Have you ever gone out to eat on Thanksgiving?
I have done the Chinese food route with my family.
I would never do that. You know why? Because to them, it's just any other day.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's Christmas. Yeah. No, we usually have Thanksgiving in either at my aunt's or at our house.
Occasionally, you'll go into a place that is staffed primarily by Asians on like a holiday that Asians don't care about. And you can just tell the insincerity when they wish you happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Do you like spending time with your extended family?
I do. I personally do. I know a lot of people don't. It's a rarity these days.
Define extended family.
Your aunts, uncles, cousins.
Oh.
Their kids.
your brother's kids.
Well, Jeff, you don't even like spending time with your own mother and father.
That is true.
Wow.
That is true.
Anyway.
But there's something about my extended family that bothers me because we're just two different animals entirely. Do not get along with them on any level.
Well, Jeff, what do we have to look forward to on the What Show Friday night?
Oh, man. We took a week off last week and I really, really wanted to do that show, but I was so sick. I think I have the swine. I'm not sure. I'm just too afraid to go into the doctor and find out. But we had two very big births. This past week, my sister gave birth to her son, Cameron.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Beautiful boy. Pictures are up on my Facebooks, and I'll post them on my website.
Jeff, congratulations to you.
I'd also like to extend my sincerest congratulations to our executive producer, Joseph Reiner Sheepy.
Yes.
He is now an uncle as well. His sister gave birth to a beautiful baby.
And I'm sure he's excited.
The last time I congratulated him, he called me a faggot and logged off. So I don't know if he shares that sentiment.
Well,
I don't know.
I think this calls for something that we usually like to do in moments of joy on the DJ New Style Show. We celebrate in the only way we know how.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on a newspaper page. Love a tradition on a brand new dime. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is the power of these. Real love bursting out every scene.
Everybody.
It's the knit bigger love of the family.
I slipped up. Sorry. Rest in peace, Carl Winslow. Rest in
peace.
Get
out, he's dead.
Just died today. His name, Ken Ober. He was a very talented actor. He played the role of Reginald Vell Johnson, who played the role of Carl Winslow. Thank you. Anyway. Well, you know, there's makeup. Jeff, thank you for calling in and expressing your hatred for realtors. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Anytime, Ken.
Thank you.
Frank, learn how to put on a seatbelt.
Yes, exactly. TheWhatShow.com. That's TheWhatShow.com. Friday night, 9:30 to 12:30. But don't forget about Best in Show. They're on Thursday night, 8 to 11.
You're not a friend.
I'm not a
friend. Fuck you.
You're not a friend. Oh, he hung up with that. That's very good. Very good.
All right.
Well, Frank, thank you.
Good show. It was all right.
It was all right. You think it was just all right?
It wasn't bad.
Well, this was episode 233 of the DJ New Style Show. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of it, tuning in. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Thanks to Jeff for calling in. Check out The What Show. Check out Best in Show Radio. They're all on Hear Us Talk. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Twitter.com/DJ New Style. Twitter.com/TheGermFreak. Thank you for tuning in. Now, Frank, let me ask you something. Do you have anything you would like to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no, shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes. You're an asshole! Appreciate it, homeboy. It's a fucking snooze! Shit, I can't even fit out of that damn window. And pretty damn good living at that. Fuckface! Nah, I'm good. Thanks. It doesn't matter.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!